And then how did you go about choosing your camping gear, your sleeping mat and tent and sleeping bag and that stuff?
Yeah, so I've got a little lightweight sleeping bag, and you get a bit geeky on this stuff and do a spreadsheet of full weight versus total garment weight. And I think there's hot and cold sleepers, and I'm a cold sleeper, so I've got a slightly gruntier sleeping bag than a lot of people would have. And then I've got a Z-Pax duplex tent, which is weighs about 600 grams, so it's really light, and it's a two-person tent, and they cost an arm and a leg, so normally I do these kind of things with Anya, so it makes sense for the extra 100 grams between the one person and the two to suck it up for this, because then we've got a useful adventure tent together. And then I've just got your old blue camp roll.
With all this high-tech scientific equipment, you've got this blue sponge.
Yeah, so there's a bit of space in the front roll, so I've got that. And it's a couple of 100 grams lighter than a fancy high-tech Thermarest Lilo thing. So
probably a couple of $100 cheaper too.
Yeah, well, they're $10 and you cut it in half, so it's $5. So yeah, it's pretty good. And the good thing about it is you can't puncture it. So that's fine by me. This is a summertime event, so.
You're saying summertime event, and I see some waterproof mittens there.
Yep. Wind chill on your hands is probably the one thing that can make you pretty unhappy if you have a southerly roll through. So they're so light, and just keeping the rain and wind off your hands can make a big difference. The feet don't get the same treatment, unfortunately, but that's all right. You don't have to change gears with your feet.
No underwear, one spare chamois that you're debating about whether you can take it or not?
Yeah, no. Undies are sort of just a, cultural nicety, really.
Cultural nicety.
I don't need them. I have thrown in a lightweight pair of shorts, just in case, but I'm still debating about those two, actually. Yeah.
Oh. We didn't talk shoes. Have you shoes and saddle? Are you going with tried and tested and broken in?
Yeah, well and truly. I've got some well and truly well used cross country shoes, which I've just brought some shoe goo to plug up the holes in. But they're real comfy, so they'll be good.
Any custom arch support in there?
Well, it's what it comes with, but it's quite a fun process, like putting them in an oven and vacuuming them to your feet when you get them. But yeah, they're real comfy. I'm real happy with those. And then saddle, obviously it doesn't really match the bike, but that's my go-to special saddle. It's a Physique Gobi from about 8 years ago. but yeah, either I've moulded to it or it's moulded to me as well as any seat's going to, so that's what we're going for there. Yeah.
What was some of the advice you were given by Anil or others?
That's a good question.
Because you almost have an advantage of seeing how it played out last time, 2 years ago, and having a bit of better notes and, which shops sell and what the operating hours of some of these shops are.
Yeah, no, that's probably a fair call. There's a bit of better intel, but 2 years ago was pretty exciting because no one had done it before, it really was out into the unknown, which is part of the appeal. Where this year it's, everyone knows what it's going to be. There's 300 people that have already left. So I'm hoping there's going to be some food left in the dairies.
It looks like you lucked out and missed Cyclone Jita by 2 days. You're going to miss.
Yeah, well I am. And by all accounts, the first 2 days in Northland weren't that flash either. So yeah, no, it's quite good. There's no envy there, yeah. But no, I think with the people that have done it last time, they're just the most important thing is to have a good time. You're using your leave, you're on holiday, you're having an adventure, you're doing something that you don't know if you can do, and you're riding places that you've never been before at times of the day where you wouldn't plan to, and that's the appeal, that there's actually a bit of adventure. We sort of miss that a bit in what we do. Everyone sticks to what they know, so having that's really exciting.
You called it a holiday, but it's going to be one of those holidays where you'll need a holiday after the holiday, right?
Well, everyone says that, but like the great thing about these events is like life's really busy. Like how many things did you wake up with this morning that you had to do today? Yep. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ride my bike.
Yep. Well, there we go. And talking about riding your bike, you've done a lot of brevets and raced cyclocross, raced enduro. So you're a bit of a, can we call you a jack of all trades?
Yeah, shit at everything. Yeah. Yeah. And this is why this appeals to me, because, you know, the shorter formats of racing, it's about, can I go 2 seconds faster around this corner? And, you know, am I 30 seconds faster on this course? And this is, I don't even know if I can do it. So it's great.
All right. Well, there'll be a link on this with a clickable link to follow you while you're on your adventure.
Yeah. Cheers.